Back together again, you and I, Tuesday, March 28th, 2023, on Connecticut. Today, we followed up on the continuing coverage of that elementary school shooting in Nashville. We also, in doing that, aired excerpts of a news conference with Nashville Police Chief John Drake on the Monday shooting.
So, what do you do now that we're hearing more about the tragic shooting in Nashville at that church and Christian elementary school that took the lives of three school staff members and three kids there, three nine-year-olds there, and three school staff members. What's the answer? What do you do? We're always asking ourselves about this. Coming up next hour, bottom of the hour, next hour, hang with us. We'll be giving you about 10 minutes of a news conference earlier today with the Chief John Drake, the Nashville Metro Police Chief. So he gave us gave the media some information about this and trying to put the pieces together about that shooting at the Nashville Covenant School. Audrey Hale has been identified as the school shooter. Now, there was some confusion in this yesterday, and again, sort of the fog of war thing they say in journalism, where the first three reports are wrong, and the first two reports were wrong in this case, which is why I always tell people, even in the worst times, when we see the absolute most abhorrent, worst news you can ever imagine, You've got to keep your palate, your news palate, clear of this stuff until all the details kind of fend themselves out. Remember, first we were told it was a teenager, and everybody was like, well, geez, what was this about? Then we were told yesterday it was a transgender shooter. And I'll get to a key point on that, because a lot of people are mentioning, I heard this yesterday, and as I predicted, we've kind of delved into this area of what does the gender identification mean. I'll tell you about that in a second, but we were told yesterday that it was a transgender woman, meaning usually a man who chooses to live or identify him or herself as a woman. Well, now we find out that this shooter was a transgender woman, who is a biological woman, I guess, this Audrey Hale. Now, there's been a lot of, I don't want to say soul searching, because that's kind of a loaded term. There's been a lot of debate, shall we say, and you know it's happening at the major outlets, and even some of the local outlets around the country, too, about, well, what is the gender identification of the alleged shooter have to do with this? Well, I tell you that it could be everything, it could be nothing. Now, what do I mean? Well, when you go to journalism school, as I did, and you sit down and you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and you get there for JO 101 or JO 100, depending upon where you go to school. Mine was Journalism 101, I think it was, taught by the late, great former Boston Globe writer who covered many things, including the mob wars, the Albert DeSalvo case, the Boston Strangler. I still hold him warm in my journalistic heart, Doug Crockett, who passed away, I think, about 10 or 15 years ago. Real character, though. You can Google Doug Crockett, Boston Globe, and he looked like a newspaper guy. He would come in with the stained light gray overcoat and the pork pie hat and the reporter's notebook sticking out of the pocket there, because he'd come to teach us right after he had spent, hours at the Globe pounding the pavement, talking to mobsters, Boston mobsters. He had them in his Rolodex. Anyway, when you're doing a journalism project or you're taking Journalism 101, it's the five W's and an H. Who, what, where, when, why. That's the five W's. Who, and this applies to any story, whether it's mass murder or the opening of the annual flower show. And I just did that not to be flip about it, but That's how it spans the spectrum. Who, what, where, when, why, and the H is how. Who, what, where, when, why, and how. Now, in this case, we know the who, we know the what, we know the where, we know the when, we know the how. The question is why. And you'll hear in the news conference that I replay coming up next hour, so be around right after the news at 3:30. The cops, when Chief Drake is asked this, it is, you can tell that he knows more than he wants to say at this point. And I've already seen debate over this. I was talking about this with a couple of friends and relatives last night after the show. The fact that this shooter may or may have not, and it looks like this shooter has been identified again as a transgender male, that is applicable to the story if that's part of the why. We don't know the full why yet. We don't know that. It certainly sounds like the notion of perhaps how the shooter expressed his or her identity and the fact that this was a Christian school may have been part of the equation. So I'll give you some of the bullet points here before we move on to do the actual audio next hour. Seven guns were found, apparently, all legally purchased. And this is what I want to get into in just a bit here. What do you do? Now, again, as we said with our guest yesterday from UNH, Ken Gray, the first thing they do would be to look at the gun purchasing records. And all the guns, the chief, John Drake, said today in this Nashville situation, were legally purchased. His parents, or at least his mother, apparently didn't know that the shooter had these weapons. The shooter was also, and this is not me saying this, this is from the chief, and you'll hear this in detail next hour, the chief saying that the shooter apparently was under a doctor's care for an emotional disorder. So there's some key indications there. They say there is no clear motive yet. They are still going over the quote-unquote manifesto of the shooter. And they emphasize again that this was all remarkably fast as far as the police response was. The video, the body cam video, is out there. It's not pleasant to watch, as you can imagine. It's graphic. I do not have it up on the station's Facebook page. Those of you who are my Facebook friends, and a lot of you listeners are, you can go to my personal Facebook page. And if you are a Facebook friend of mine, you will see it. It's also easy to find online. Although YouTube, I think they took it down and then they reposted it again with a warning here. So here's my question. What do we do about this? And again, we're entering this sort of, how can you say it? We're entering this sort of cycle again where something like this happens, everybody says something has to be done, you look at the facts of the case and you see that this shooter obviously, and I don't think it's crass to say, had problems. Now, to what depth those problems were up to the moment that the shooter decided to vent, obviously, a long-running bit of anger and resentment. Now, what those problems were, we don't really know. I suspect we will find that out eventually. But what do you do here? Now, the chief was asked, and he said there was really no way that they could have taken the guns from the house unless the person in charge, in question here, rather, not in charge, but in question, had shown some suicidal tendencies, or the fact that she was going to harm someone. So it's all complicated, but what do you do here? That's my question as we open up here. And again, we'll have the entire news conference for you. It runs about 11 minutes. We'll do that bottom of the next hour after the news break at 2:30, at 3:30, rather, with our Rob Ray. What do you do here, though? These guns they found, were purchased legally. Now, here's my question. Will this fuel? We already know it's going to fuel the calls for an assault weapon ban. We can spend hours and days talking about that, and most likely will in the coming week or so before the furor on this shooting dies down. But having said that, what about the power? And we've talked about this before, and there are big pros and cons about this. What about the power of a mental health professional? Because we were told by Nashville PD that the shooter here was under a doctor's care for an emotional disorder. If you are under a doctor's care for an emotional disorder, should you be red flagged right away from being able to purchase a handgun, a long gun, a semi-automatic, a single shotgun, whatever? Should you be under a doctor's care? And if you are under a doctor's care, should you be flagged? If there was a red flag situation here, and there are some states with red flag laws, I don't know what it is in Nashville, or rather in Tennessee, but should there have been the mode for the healthcare professional here, the mental health care professional, to tell the cops, listen, go search this person's house because this person is not well? I'm all for that. I really am. And I know a lot of you people out there won't be. But what if that was in place? What if that was in place? What if that mental health care professional was able legally to say, hey, this person's not well. I asked them about guns. They said no, but we better check it out. And we better check the purchase records.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you again for being here. Just a brief update of what we know right now. We've interviewed the parents of Audrey Hale, and we've determined that Audrey bought 7 firearms from 5 different local gun stores here legally. They were legally purchased. 3 of those weapons were used yesterday during this horrific tragedy that happened. We know that they felt that she had 1 weapon and that she sold it. She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder. Law enforcement knew nothing about the treatment she was receiving, but her parents felt that she should not own weapons. They were under the impression that was when she sold the 1 weapon that she did not own anymore. As it turned out, she had been hiding several weapons within the house. We also don't have a motive at this time. We feel that these students that were targeted were randomly targeted. There was not any particular student that she was looking for at the time of the incident. And that's what we know as I speak, and we'll take any questions that you have.
Can you give us any more details about that manifesto?
What was the manifesto?
So in the manifesto, there's several different writings about other locations. There were locations, there was talks about the school. There was a map of the school, a drawing of how potentially she would enter and the assaults that would take place. It's quite a bit of writing to it. I have not read the entire manifesto. Our team and the FBI has been working on this.
Chief, can you clarify where exactly the victims were located? You mentioned the common area, but were they all together, the students and the adults at the same time? Where were they in the building?
So they were spread out in different locations. When I went into the actual church, the kids had already been transported to the hospital. Also, The two of the adults, I did see the head school person, and she was in the hallway by the office. That's the only one. They were spread out, wasn't in one common area, but they were spread out.
Chief, can you talk about the response in terms of targeting other buildings, other places?
There were some writings in the manifesto about other locations, but as far as it being an actual target, I can't confirm that at this time.
Chief, can we talk about your body cam footage? Do you feel like your officers did everything right?
One at a time, please.
Hey, Amber Walker with CNN. Just about the six victims who were killed, where exactly were they? You know, were they walking through the hallways when this happened? And I also heard peripherally that perhaps the head of the school may have ran towards the shooter.
It's very possible the head of the school could have done that. I can't confirm that one way or the other. I do know she was in the hallway by herself. There was a confrontation, I'm sure. You can tell the way she was laying in the hallway. There was the custodian, the African-American, and she shot through the door to enter. She sprayed rounds through the glass, striking him. You could see where he came to rest. As far as the others, they were just spread out in different locations. I can't say it was a confrontation, but they were met. She met the head person in the hallway.
This man right here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Chief, you mentioned the guns, the multiple guns, and that the shooter was under the care of a doctor. Is there any law in this state that would have allowed police to take those guns away from this person had it been reported?
If it had been reported, there's not a law for that, but had it been reported that she was suicidal or that she was going to kill someone and had been made known to us, then we would have tried to get those weapons. But as it stands, we had absolutely no idea actually who this person was, if she even existed. So.
Chief, can you talk a little bit about the time?
What else did the parents say? Did they expect anything like this to happen?
So we know yesterday the Ms. Hill was leaving out of the residence. She had a red bag. They asked her what was in the red bag, and I think she just dismissed it because it was a motherly thing, and didn't look in the bag because at the time she didn't know that her daughter had any weapons and didn't think any differently. Again, they lost a child, so it was very traumatic for them. So.
Chief, watching the body cam.
I think he would first.
Yeah. So. Could you talk about the police response? I know they engaged the shooter pretty quickly once they got to the school, but can you talk about the events that led up from when they got the call, what time did they arrive at the school, and could you talk about that time? Because it appears about maybe like 14 minutes or so.
Yeah, so they got the call at 10:13, and by 10:24, they had engaged the suspect. As they arrived on the property, there were police cars being hit by gunfire. The suspect was in an upper level. We believe there's been some training of being able to shoot from a higher level. And her gunfire, from the video I've seen, she stood away from the glass so she wouldn't be an easy target to be shot. But as officers were approaching the building, there was gunfire going on. They went in, they went through door by door as we clear buildings. They heard gunfire and immediately ran to that and then took care of this horrible situation.
And how long did it take officers to actually get to the school initially from when the first call came in?
From the time it went out from 10:13 to 10:24, it was over. The exact time, arrival time, I'm not sure. I know that myself, I ran emergency, and as I got there, they were coming out bloody and all kind of things were happening. So I barely missed being able or being there to go in as well. So it was really quick, the response. And I think you were next. So.
Yeah, Chief, I was just going to ask you about the two officers whose body cam we've seen this morning. Had they ever been faced in a situation like that before?
To my knowledge, I do not remember if those two in particular have been in that situation. Officer Collazo has worked as a paramedic with the SWAT team, so I'm sure he's had some type of weapons training. I was really impressed that with all that was going on, the danger that somebody took control and said, let's go, let's go, let's go, and went in and took care and just try to end this situation. But as far as being in this before, I'm unsure. You, sir?
No, sir. A friend of the family's has reported, a friend of the Hale family has reportedly said that Audrey was autistic. Can you speak to that, if you know if that's in fact true?
I can't confirm that. I've heard that, but I can't confirm if that's true or not.
Chief, just one more question. One more question, and we're going to stop.
Chief,
one more.
Just on the officers, how are they faring today? 24 hours.
Any indication of the significance of yesterday, why the shooter may have done this yesterday? And also, do you have anything that could indicate whether the school was targeted for religious reasons?
I can't confirm either. I'm not sure if that we're approaching a holy period at Easter and all of that. I can't confirm any of that. Do not know. And so why she targeted that particular church. We do know she was a student at that church at one point. But unsure right now if that was the reason why. And I think I'll take one more.
Yeah, just on your two officers there, how are they feeling today, 24 hours on?
So I talked to them earlier, and they're trying to decompress, trying to make sense of all of this. I talked to President Biden. He's going to reach out and talk to them as well. They're just trying to do whatever they can with their families and just kind of remove themselves from all of this.